Senate will come to order. The secretary informs me that our voting machine is malfunctioning, therefore we will be on a oral roll call all day today. Would the secretary take the roll?
Senator Bradley is excused. Senator Butrovich?
Here.
Senator Coletta?
Here.
Senator Croft excused. Senator Ferguson?
Here.
Senator Hackney?
Here.
Senator Holman excused. Senator Huber?
Here.
Senator Curtula excused. Senator Meeland excused. Senator Orsini?
Governor.
Senator Poland?
Here.
Senator Ray?
Here.
Senator Rohde is excused. Senator Sackett?
Here.
Senator Sumner?
Here.
Senator Tillian?
Here.
Senator Willis?
Here.
Senator Ziegler?
Here.
Senator Rader?
Here.
The roll shows 14 members present. Senators Bradley, Croft, Holman, Curtula, Meeland, Rohde are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Robert McNabb of the Douglas Methodist Church.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us time to visit and to be light to all of the Texans. Thank you for this morning, today, and this word. Thank you for friends and opponents alike for all that contribute to our lives. For this now, Lord, grant us strength and our characters put us to the breaking point when we must live the criticism and things don't seem to be going right. Be with us that we might know your strength and patience, and the strength and spirit of our work.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 95th legislative day with the following correction. To page 726, change committee substitute for House Bill 25 to committee substitute for House Bill 25 finance in three places.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Willis.
Mr. President, I have a number of people I would like to introduce this morning. I'll start in the gallery behind me. It's with a great deal of pleasure that I would like to introduce a longtime friend of mine, a constituent, Dorothea McDonald, Representative Charvey. Gallery to the right, I'm sure a friend of many of us through the years, a distinguished person, highly respected, Mrs. Blanche Fitzgiff, the former House of Representatives. And I'm sure a friend to all of us, Rose Cromquist. And last but not least, another longtime friend of mine from Mountain View, a constituent, Howard Baker.
Senator Butrovich.
Mr. President, the senator did a very good job with his introduction, but I would like to add a little bit to one of the introductions he made. Blanche McSmith is, I believe, the only person in the room besides myself who, in 1954, were members of an organization called Operation Statehood, which went to Washington, D.C. And for better or for worse, I think our efforts contributed a great deal to achieving statehood. And we both remember the trip very well.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would like to note also that Ms. Smith is my constituent, and I appreciate
President, in the other gallery, we have some senior people here. We have Charles H. Jones, who is the chairman of the Alaska Joint State Legislative Committee and associated with the American Association of Retired Persons. We also have Nick Willard, the legislative representative. And Emil Knoll, the state director of the AARP. Mr. President, that's quite a thing. It's AARPNRTA. Whatever it all means, we're all happy.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House?
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 117, amended by the Judiciary Committee, relating to the Alaska State Office in Tokyo.
State Affairs.
House Bill Number 606, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Governor, Alaska State Council on the Arts, and providing for an effective day.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 786 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Securities Act of 1959.
Commerce.
House Bill Number 856 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the election of Community School Committee members.
Community and Regional Affairs and Health, Education, and Social Services.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 884 by the Finance Committee, an act making technical amendments relating to oil and gas taxes and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
There are no other House messages.
Communications.
There is a communication dated April 6, 1978 from the Alaska Power Authority attaching a resolution to the legislature with respect to the proposed Susitna Hydroelectric Project. That is the only communication.
That resolution will be introduced in due course by request of the Rules Committee, I believe. The letter of transmittal can be inserted in the journal. Standing committee reports.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 535. Emergency medical services by municipalities inside and outside the corporate limits of municipalities, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Orsini, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Willis, Hackney, and Ferguson. Senate Bill 535 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 132, establishing the State Educational Incentive Grant Program, and reports it back with the recommendation of the HES committee amendment on page 382, a further amendment by the Finance Committee, and reports that back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Orsini, and Senator Tillian signed due pass. Senator Butrovich signed no recommendation. 132 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 622, Finance, making special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to continue construction of north-south runway at Anchorage International Airport, and reports it back as follows. Senator Willis, co-chairman, and Senator Huber signed due pass. Senator Bradley signed no recommendation. 662 has a further referral to Finance. There are no other standing committee reports this morning.
Special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Senate resolutions?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 101 by the Resources Committee, requesting the Board of Fisheries to consider establishing fish quotas which encourage stable monthly harvests.
Resources.
That is the only resolution.
Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 590 by the Labor and Management Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Legislative Council for the continuation of a bottom fish project and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
That is the only bill.
Brings us to the data calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 88 by the Rules Committee by request, directing the Legislative Council to accomplish a substantive revision of alcoholic beverage laws. The State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and Senator Ray signed do pass. Senators Willis and Huber signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the Senate adopt this CRA.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Hackney.
I think my only concern with the current resolution 88, that was a concern that's been expressed previously, it's no secret. I would just hope that in the process of the proposed revision of the statute, that the laws that I hope are going to pass the legislature this year don't get caught in the cracks somewhere and not act. Rationale may be used. Well, we don't really need to do that this year because after all, we're going to revise the laws next year, and therefore, it would be an excuse for inaction. Mr. President, I hope this legislature this year is not going to use any excuse for inaction in passing some of the laws that have come up as a result of the activity and hearings that were held all over the state in connection with alcohol.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, through the chair, to my colleague from Fairbanks, I am the one who reassured him that I spoke to him previously. As far as any of my association with this committee, will have nothing whatsoever to do to thwart the desires of my good friend Fairbanks, and that under no circumstances will I stand in the way. In fact, I will help and assist the passage of such a bill if we can get them out of committee.
Senator Hackney.
I'm going to vote for this resolution.
Any further discussion or debate? I have been automatically been using the machine for a roll call on even concurrent resolutions, although it's not required by the rules. But because of the fact that our machine is not operating and that the manual call is rather tedious, I intend not to have the roll call unless some member requests it. Does any member request a roll call vote? Unanimous consent has been asked for the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 88. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 91 by the State Affairs Committee relating to a 30th Avenue bypass in Fairbanks. The State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and Senator Huber signed do pass. Senators Willis and Ray signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move Senator to adopt the SCR
90. Any discussion or debate? The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 91 pass the Senate? Would so many as favor the passage of Concurrent Resolution Number 91 say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. And so Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 91 has passed the Senate.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 94 by the State Affairs Committee relating to the movement of the Division of Highways Laboratory from Fairbanks. The State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and Senators Ray and Huber signed do pass. Senator Willis signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Orsini.
Just one question, Mr. President. Where is it to be moved to?
Senator Butrovich?
Mr. President, if it's moved, it will be moved to Anchorage.
Is there any further discussion or debate?
Mr. President.
Senator Huber?
The problem involved is the, not so much where it will be moved to, but the idea that the centralized laboratory, a new centralized laboratory would be established, that many of the works in this laboratory and this type of work are better carried out in the regions where they are needed. And this is just to keep things where they presently are and the way it's presently done.
Unanimous consent has been asked for the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 94. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 94 has passed the Senate.
Senate Resolution Number 12 by the Rules Committee relating to use of permanent fund revenue for hydroelectric projects. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Holman, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Tillian, Coletta, and Ziegler. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta? Senator Ray?
The only reason for objecting that, Mr. President, I partly concur with the idea that I think that the resolved section here is pretty limited. It doesn't say anything except to report back to the Senate. Now, are we going to report back previously the time that the permanent fund bill comes to this floor? I would think that would be possibly an issue, and that maybe we could have corrected language or some explanation. How soon are we going to get this back to us? If it comes after the permanent fund's consideration, it would be practically useless.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I discussed this resolution with the chairman of the permanent fund committee, Senator Holman. He said the resolution is fine. He would just consider it at such time as we go to work on his bill when everything has been consolidated in connection with the permanent fund activities.
I would have drawn that.
There is a motion to adopt Senate Resolution Number 12. Question is, shall Senate Resolution Number 12 be adopted? Would so many as favor the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 12 say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Senate Resolution Number 12 is adopted.
Legislative citation in memoriam, Ardell C. M. Stone King.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the legislative citation in memory of Mrs. Stone King be adopted? Would so many as favor the approval of the citation say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The citation has been approved.
Legislative citation commending the Sitka High School Wolves on their wrestling efforts.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that action items be accepted. Senate approved citation commending the Sitka High School
Wolves. Any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate approve the citation commending the Sitka High School Wolves? Would so many as favor the approval of the resolution say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nays. The ayes have it. The citation is approved.
Legislative citation congratulating Alaska's young athletes.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate? Would so many as favor the adoption of the legislative citation commending Alaska's young athletes say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The citation is approved.
Legislative citation commending Edward Reeder.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the legislative citation commending Mr. Edward Reeder be approved. Would so many as favor the approval of the citation, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The citation is approved.
Legislative citation congratulating Susan D. Merrick.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate? Would so many as favor the approval of the legislative citation congratulating Susan Merrick, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nays. The ayes have it. The citation is approved. Brings us to unfinished business. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Huber.
President, I'd like to bring up the consideration of House Bill 588 at this time.
Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill number 588 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for repurchase of certain oil and gas leases in Kachemak Bay pursuant to Chapter 113, Session Laws 1976, and providing for an effective date.
Senator Tillian.
Mr. President, I move consent that the reconsideration of House Bill 588 be held until
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the reconsideration on House Bill 588 will be held until Tuesday the 18th, appear on the calendar at that time. Any further unfinished business? Special orders. Announcements. Senator Sackett.
Finance will be meeting at 8 a.m. Monday morning.
Senator Poland.
The Senate Resources Committee will meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Senate Bill 59, the Forestry Practices Act. Committee substitute for House Bill 477, disposal of state land by lottery, and House Bill 407 on funding permits.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the National Amendment consent.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.